Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. My Olympian mission is to promote lifelong personal development, human empowerment, out-of-the-box thinking, creative self-expression, and a dedication of one's unique talents to community service. All of my labors in this lifetime celebrate the hero's journey in myth, legend, spirituality, popular culture, and in daily life. I firmly believe that the human spirit is essentially heroic and always seeking ways to express its innate nobility and greatness, and that a life truly lived, dedicated to actualizing the highest we can conceive, is the noblest expression of human existence. Tonight, as part of our Age of Heroes is Elysium project, I am proud to bring you the Sussex Report with Astrid. Greetings and welcome, Astrid. How are you?
Greetings, Hercules. Well, we're on a new foot, new ground, a new year, and we just had a new moon right after midnight today.
Yes, and we're living during very eventful times.
Right, right. But, you know, there's always light after a storm, and sometimes it takes a storm to clear out whatever needs to be cleared. And that's the whole thing of the new moon, too, you know, of just clearing. You know, what didn't work the full moon, you didn't get where you needed to be, so now you set new intentions. So it's very apropos for today. The new intentions. And before we even start, I do want to mention something I had sent you, which is that there is a recall. The FDA has shared a recall from the Weiss markets, recalling more than 11,000 containers of ice cream. Basically, they found metal shards in a few of them, so they have to recall them all that were manufactured that particular day. And the ice cream in question is the Weiss quality brand, their own store brand. The flavor is cookies and cream, and it is basically, I think it's a 48-ounce containers. And this includes 502 bulk units of Klein's vanilla dairy ice cream in 3-gallon containers. So these were sold at 197 Weiss markets. And we do have one here in Sussex County, New Jersey, or right by the ShopRite, to be honest. And the one that you should look for is the one that has the sell-by date of October 28th, 2021. So if you have it, you will get a refund. And you should call the Weiss Market customer service line. And it's very simple. Like I said, it's on Water Street in Newton. So just contact them. Check and see if you have it and contact them. So that's the first order of business.
How could that happen? How would metal wind up in...
Very good question. It could be machinery, metal shards.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard to... surmise. We don't want to be a promoter of fake news. So however it happens, you know, who knows? Could be machinery. You know, we won't even speculate anything else. So it's best to check. And it's just that particular date.
I will make sure that is posted and shared. Thank you so much for bringing it to my attention. And thank you for your other posts as well. I'm a little behind on my internet stuff. But
it's very difficult. I will say that what I did send to Hercules to post, as I promised, but that took me a while to get on with the holidays and everything else going on, was a list of all the different charities, nonprofits within every county that really perform unbelievably. Doesn't mean they're the only ones, but it's the ones that have been that are really looking for help and that are local within each county. So, you know, when you get to it, you get to it. And besides that, I have to send you one which are statewide, because they said besides that, they also have statewide charities that are across the board, all the states. And one is AdoptAPet.com, Alzheimer's New Jersey, and American Red Cross, Backpacks for Life, which is support for homeless and at-risk veterans, which is really interesting. And they have a launch of Masks for Our Heroes. the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey, they do a lot with children. They really do. Matter of fact, I even had my son at the preschool there, which was amazing. They were really, really good. There is the Community Food Bank in New Jersey. Of course, we know about the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and that, I have to say, even doing research, that is the one organization where the money goes directly where it should.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, because there are a lot of ones that don't. They don't do 100%. Some don't even do 50%. The Deborah Hospital Foundation, Feeding America, the Community Access Unlimited. So those are also some that are there across the board.
Mm-hmm. I know there's so many organizations doing so many wonderful things. And
isn't that great?
Bringing all these to our attention, because as the show has proven time and again, if you focus on the good stuff, there's no time to focus on the bad stuff.
Well, you know, the point is you communicate. You know, people say, well, I don't want to know about this or that. You know, it's important to be informed and to communicate what is going on, whether it be bad or good. But the point, if it's something negative, and I don't want to use the word bad, something negative, then you should be informed so you know how to avoid it, make a stand. And then also, how can you rectify it? And that's some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Mountain Creek has resumed its biweekly food distribution.
Good.
So people in Vernon have that as well. They are started already distributing free groceries to local desperate people there in terms of food. I mean, there still are people that are out of work. And if you are in need in Vernon, every other Wednesday between 3 and 5, they will provide prepackaged baskets containing a week's worth of assorted perishable and non-perishable groceries to give back to the community. And I think that's wonderful. And you can get involved with that if you're interested by going online at mountaincreek.com/community. And there's also an email info, and I will give that to you later tonight, probably early tomorrow, the way things are going today. So that's great. The other thing is there are many nonprofits, as you just said, that we don't know about. And I've mentioned quite a few here, one being Karen Ann Quinlan Hospice that does so much. Their paper shredding is quiet now for a few months since November, and it will resume again in the spring. And you can go on to their site to find out when that happens. Family Promise of Sussex County, Project Self-Sufficiency, amazing. You know, they have so much going on. Project Help Incorporated. And one that I usually don't talk about is one called Norwest Cap. And they are extremely involved. They have something called Norwest Cap Pathways to Prosperity. And again, they have, you can pick up food at the was it 27 Church Street, Newton, which is their headquarters. You can go there. They also had free flu shots at the end of December. I'm sure it will occur again. And I'm glad to see they have it in English and Spanish on their site, because we do have a Spanish population, particularly in Newton, and it's important to be able to have these things available to all. There's something called Benny's Bodega. There was a raffle for 3 months of rent and mortgage payment, and it's based upon need. And they started different traditions there. They had a free Thanksgiving dinner. They have family fun indoor picnic. And there's so much going on there, you know, related to the family, related to, you know, what you can do with your children, related to taking care of your economic situation. That's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
And I really don't talk about them enough. So I'm quite happy that they're doing a lot there too. And speaking of nonprofits, and as I said, there is, you have to really look into it. Of course, we all have ones that are our favorites based on our specific needs or events that have happened to us in our life or family members.
Mm-hmm.
And people are giving. And if you're going to give, you need to give to an organization that is utilizing as much as possible for the cause, not for their offices, not for any other reason. And the way you can do that, there is an organization called Great Nonprofits. So if you go online, greatnonprofits.org, you will hear reviews on there in terms of how their people's experiences were related to the organization, pluses and minuses. So it's good to do that. Just like we always say, be proactive with your health. It's wise to do that when you're giving your money away. You're not to be under any misconception that it's going somewhere and then it doesn't.
And that's very important, because every now and then something hits the news where a very well-known charity the money and actually goes not even toward administrative costs, but towards the pockets of some people. People are heartbroken and disappointed. So it is good that there are mechanisms in place for researching charities before you give to them, because, again, you don't know where the money is going or how it's being spent.
Right, right. So best to be wise. Now we see that things are in place in terms of a rollout for the vaccines. There have been so many different things that have been happening, but I'll go into that later, because as a result of rhetoric and actions, there are consequences. Sometimes it takes a while to get to them, because you need the information, A, and B, you need people to stand up and notice, and you also need people to take action to get the ball rolling. People tend to wait for other people. But in terms of the vaccines, in Sussex County, it will be happening at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. And as a matter of fact, that starts tomorrow. And you can go to the website covid.19.nj.gov for anywhere in the state to find out information. But if you're in Sussex County, have you signed up?
I haven't signed up, but I posted that website quite extensively, because that website has the most up-to-date information. They just released information here in Tenafly, so we're looking into, because I believe I had a very early form of COVID, because before there was even like talk of a pandemic, I caught this really weird flu. And I've had pneumonia in my life several times. This was worse than pneumonia. And I had it for like 3-4 days, and then it went away. But I didn't feel like doing anything for those 3-4 days except like lying there. And other than to eat or to go to the restroom or to do the podcast, I didn't have the motivation to do anything. So I want to check to see if I have antibodies.
That's interesting. Yes, most definitely. Well, you can pre-register, which is interesting. So if you go to that site, and if you go to the county site, your own county site, you can get the same information. But pre-registration is involved. And the three main segments of the site goes into pre-registering, who is eligible. Uh-huh. And how do you get vaccinated if eligible? Those were the three important things to me. But it goes on and on. Right now, the first one is called Phase 1A, and that involves long-term care residents and our nursing homes, healthcare personnel, law enforcement, and fire personnel. So that will be the very first part of Phase 1. But you can register, and they are recommending for seniors, because seniors will be on that list very soon, over 65 and over. You know, that they want them first. And you can go to www.sussex.nj.us and find out information specifically for Sussex County.
It's very good. The internet is a great thing, because it makes the dissemination of information relatively easy. Here in Tenafly, for instance, the borough website has links to all this stuff, and they keep it up to date. And our mayor, every week or so, puts out a personal message letting us know how many cases there were, if the details of how it spread are known, and you know, any other type of information related to health. We get a little private message very often. And then they link you to like the site that you spoke of with the COVID-19 in New Jersey and other sites in Jersey, and information on getting mental health services if you need them, and so forth. So in researching, a lot of communities in New Jersey are doing something very similar. And that's a great thing to see, that the information that we need is a click or two away if we look for it.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And and you're right, because it's a great way to get to the base of truth. You have a wealth of information presented, and if you dig further and research, you find something out and you dig further, you just type it in, you Google it, whatever. I mean, there are other sites, other search engines besides Google that don't share information and to third parties. So it is important that you look further and also find out who is tied to it, you know, who, because there are many forms of information. They have no idea where it's coming from. Where is the source? You know, who are their alliances with?
Right.
So very, very important.
And we've all heard the expression fake news, and you mentioned it a little earlier today's podcast. And that is something that I believe circumstances have showed us that we really need to address. We need some way of rating news. Like, for instance, even though we share a lot of facts, I still categorize our shows as opinion shows. Urge people to, you know, look into things for themselves, you know, but generally I'd say everybody that I've had on is very sincere in what they're sharing. So it's not that anybody is attempting to mislead, but it's a good thing for, you know, anything you're told to look into it and find out more information about it, see where the information came from, because not all information is equal. And there's so much information that isn't based on anything factual and dissipates if you research into it. And no effort is really being made to differentiate the validity of the information for different consumers.
Truth. And the other aspect is that just because you admire someone, and I don't care who the person is, does not mean you take everything at face value. You know, is it based on emotion or is it based on logic? That's the first thing I always say to me. Well, what is the reason for bringing this up?
Right.
Is there an ulterior motive involved? Is this emotion? Is there a greater plan down the road that this is being brought up? Because many times things are said and you're left to infer. And that is even more dangerous than the fake news. You know, inference is amazing. It's basically people laying a few little tidbits out there and then letting you make an assumption. And then what they would say is, well, I never said, and fill in the blank. So it's very important. It's based on emotion and a person's own personal need. So when certain things are, and I learned that basically through the union when dealing with different situations, you know, why was this being presented, you know, certain bills or certain information and for people to pursue certain outlets or avenues for their needs. And you have to, are they actually putting it out there for logically or are they doing it emotionally because there's an ulterior motive? Very important.
That is very important. And it comes into focus, like, for instance, even on the health shows, some people believe in vitamins. Some people believe in essential oils. Some people believe in crystals had good experience with those things. I like to experiment, but I take full responsibility for my experimentation because not everyone will work out. Like, for instance, I did two things in a sincere desire to be healthy, that led to my developing diabetes. They were done sincerely. And what I did was I looked into what were big muscled people able to lift heavy weights doing before steroids. Because I don't want to take steroids, but I wanted muscles and great strength. So I did a lot of research, and I found that a universal thing that was recommended by a lot of them is to drink over a gallon of milk a day and to eat a lot of citrus. So I was lactose intolerant, so it took me like a year and a half to build up to being able to handle a gallon of milk. And citrus, I liked the oranges and lemons, but the amount I was having was ridiculous. And for that year and a half, it was great. I had huge muscles and endless energy, and it worked really well until the day it crashed because my body couldn't handle all that sugar. Milk is full of sugar, and of course,
yes, it is natural sugars. Yes,
so,
and we know about fruit juice.
Right, and what happened was from all that great strength and the great feeling, after a little bit more than a year, I started falling down flights of stairs, and all the muscles went away after that, and my strength went away, and I needed to walk with like a stick. So I was doing something I thought was healthy, and it was something that was sincerely recommended by the bodybuilders of yore, it worked for a while, but then it led to disaster. So, I took full responsibility for that because I decided, to do it. And even though I researched it thoroughly, nothing prepared me for what happened. But it's still my responsibility because it isn't accepted practice to do that.
Right, right. And I'll share an experience as well. I had a very dear friend call me up and I'll send her different products, and it was a particular balm. It's a natural one. And when you're using essential oils, you have to be very careful in terms of knowing if there's allergies. If it's a blend, you need to know what the blend is composed of. And this particular balm went to a friend, and her significant other was using it as a lip balm. It's a body balm, but he put it on his lips.
Okay.
He proceeded to give kisses to their little doggy with the balm on, and the dog is a Chihuahua. We're talking no fur as a barrier.
Right.
The dog ended up having an allergic reaction, very itchy, red, had to end up calling, the vet, gave it oatmeal, bats, the whole bit. When you're using balm for yourself or any kind of essential oil for yourself, you have to be aware of if it is going to transfer to a child or an animal, and what are the dangers, because they're very specific. If you buy certain oils, they'll be very specific. Should not be used, 100% strength, should be, be used with a carrier, should not be used on animals, keep away from children or people under the age of, not on infants if you're pregnant. It's very important to look into things, again, going back to the research, because how you use it, it wasn't intended to go on the animal, but it still managed to transfer onto an animal. So, you start to become a lot more aware through all these little things that happen that no matter what you use, as you just said, you were using natural products.
Right.
You have to realize in terms of when you start doing an unbelievable amount of quantity of something for extended time, whether it be a medication, a vitamin, or something for your skin like an essential oil, whatever, it could have adverse effects on the body, and it could also transfer. You have to watch transfer, if it can be transferred to a child or an animal, and what would be the effects. Luckily, she was aware of the fact that that's why it happened. But what happens if people aren't paying attention and they don't know? It could be detrimental. So, it's extremely important to look into it further. And if you're using it in another way, to think twice about it. And as you know, they would always say, give your kids juice, give your kids juice. What is the information now? Too much juice is not good for your kids. It's contributing to diabetes because fruit juice is not the same as a natural piece of fruit.
Right.
In terms of having the fiber, the natural juices, and that, first of all, there are a lot of additives in juice, which, how long has it been now, Hercules, that we're even aware of all this? Thanks to organizations like, and I love them, EWG.org, and I know I sent that along to you, too. The new year, they have all new information in terms of, they keep extending their studies, so it's not just water. It's not just food, the dangerous 12, you know, toxic foods that have pesticides. And they also are doing it with suntan lotion, detergent, cosmetics. It pays to be informed. Once you know, you make the decision. Not everybody can buy 100% organic, but maybe you want to stop and think about the fact that strawberries and kale are such healthy foods, and yet they have the most pesticides if they're not organic. These are you make your decisions. You make an informed decision.
And kale is something I love and I use a lot, but I noticed that I was having a bad reaction with the kale if I had it more than like once a week. to once a week. And you know, as you pointed out, everything, like, I believe in vitamins, but the more I research vitamins, the more I see that there isn't really regulation in the field, and that they've done studies where I don't remember the exact number, but it was an uncomfortably high number percentage wise of the vitamins that they examined weren't even what it said on the label. So you weren't even getting what you thought that you were getting. So even though I believe in vitamins and I still take vitamins, I don't take them every day.
And then you have to watch. I mean, there are a lot of natural organizations, all these different, you know, holistic organizations, and they're wonderful. And they have their own beliefs about certain things. You know, you need this, you don't need that. Even again, that you have to research. I remember way back with, you know, when I started with the arthritis, a hand surgeon said, no surgery, but take Celebrex. Well, it didn't take that long when people were getting severe reactions and people were dying from heart attacks.
Yes.
And we see acetaminophen, you know, the liver. Anything in extreme, too much, or in combination with something else, affects our organs. It's that simple.
I know that, like, with one of the vitamins that I find that works for me really well is the Ocuvite and other similar formulations with my eyes.
Right.
I'll take that, like, every day. But still, I'll stop for a week or two every now and then and see what happens. And what's been happening so far is after a week or two, my vision starts getting blurry. So... I'll start taking it again, again, I keep having the same problem as you just said, that I'll take something and it winds up, I'll take more of it than you need and then wind up with some problem I didn't know I'd have. So better safe than sorry, and it's better to have blurry vision for a few days and then not overwhelm my system with too much of it than to develop a problem because I'm taking that vitamin formulation.
Exactly. Unbelievable. You know, one of the other things, too, is that people are starting to step up to action. When we were in the midst of COVID and the nursing homes took a real hit in terms of the highest numbers of deaths, we had one up here in Sussex County, the Andover subacute. Unbelievable. People were calling and calling with no response. They were not allowed to talk to their relatives. They were not given any information. People started getting desperate, and thankfully they started contacting Josh Gottheimer, who is the our legislative representative for the 5th District, and other people. And they got on the ball, like, what's going on? And people that work there, obviously, there was someone who alerted the, you know, the government about what was going on, because they had a trailer. It wasn't even air-conditioned, or they had quite a few bodies in there. As a consequence, there were studies done. They found out that there was insufficient staff, inadequate cleaning, because there were insufficient staff members there. People were just dropping, and they found out that it was happening in other places as well. And as a consequence of these actions, you know, trying to keep it quiet, but thankfully people spoke up. There was legislation that was put in place in New Jersey related to care in these homes. You would think, when you're being charged anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 a month for care, that it would be given, that it wouldn't be a matter of profit. Places are for profit. Most of them are. And even if they aren't, you've got to be on your toes, constantly checking to see. And it, thanks to, you know, someone that worked there, and to concerned relatives who weren't even in contact and couldn't find out what was going on, that this came to light.
Right.
So now there's legislation involved. So yeah, it is the one good thing that came out of, not that you say good, let's say positive action that came as a consequence of something horrible, was that people started speaking up and they weren't satisfied and went further, contacting legislators, contacting, you know, officials. And speaking about the elders, it's important to be on top of things. I had a friend of mine where, you know, the woman was living on her own, and it's very emotional when it's a relative, particularly
yes.
a parent, and they want to keep their independence. But when someone, you don't wait, again, you don't wait to the point when someone drives three states away and calls you up and says, where am I?
Right.
The person should not be driving. Then upon further inspection, they find out that there was scams involved, people coming to the house and, you know, oh, you need a roof. A roof was paid for from the credit card. A whole scam. No roof was ever produced. The man fled, and scams are very big on the elderly.
Yeah.
Very big. And matter of fact, if anybody's is involved with AARP, they have a whole website of the scams going on older folks. And unfortunately, during COVID, it is happening more than ever. Unbelievable, the amount of scams. And it's important to check up and find out what's going on with mom and dad, even setting forth privacy laws to make it tough in terms of, like, people getting online with them or doing things. Protect their identities.
Right.
You know, check their credit reports with them. Maybe put a lock on, a credit freeze on it, so no new accounts can be issued in their name. There are things you have to do. Safeguard the phones. You know, a lot of things are done on the phone and on email. And, all right, many of us know you hover over the sender to see if it's real or not, because they're getting extremely, very talented at copying logos and information. It looks like the real thing. Guess what? It's not. So better to mistrust than trust these things that are coming in, where they're relaying information. And especially when things are done through fear, and because that's what they do. They basically work on fear. And there was something really great in AARP about reading the fine print. Certain key words or phrases to watch out for. And it says, before you buy, watch out for the word free.
Yeah.
Nothing's free. Free trial is another one. Sure, wait till you're going to forget about the 30 days, and now it's yours. For 6 months, and then all of a sudden the rates get jacked up. Nothing, any deal that is too good to be believed is
probably is
definitely not good. Automatic renewals, another thing. Are you going to remember the anniversary date? No. Privacy, opting out, really important thing with the data. Opting out, because there's this third-party sales all the time. and you're getting unsolicited mail, email, offers. It's just bait. They learn about your interests every time you, you know, where you're doing a search. Clean your search engine and set your settings, because there was a whole thing about even your phone, setting your settings to where they can't look at that. It's running even when you're not using the phone. And
right.
They're constantly looking and searching and researching what you're buying, or the things you're searching, and then it gets sold to all different kind of companies.
Right.
Nothing's
yeah, that,
free.
That's an area where we're still in the Wild West, and we need to protect ourselves and other people. I started as part of the Tenafly Mayor's Wellness Campaign, a new site where it's focused on health. A lot of people want to work to help become healthier and help their friends, family, and other people become healthier. But a lot of these companies that offer opportunities in health are actually scams. So I've been researching that and putting together a site where people can find out more information. How do you know if an opportunity is a scam or not? And as you said, if it's too good to be true, it most probably is. And this gives you things, specific things to watch out for.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And on that note, let's get into a little bit about the price of rhetoric and action.
Okay.
As a teacher, former teacher, 39 years, I saw a lot of changes.
Uh-huh.
Things come and go, fads, different things come and go. You know, was it done in this state? Did it work there? Every district, even though you're in the state of New Jersey, every district sets upon, you know, you have a curriculum to follow, but there's certain things that you can vary in terms of the way you approach it. I remember way back, there was something in New Jersey where you had a pick particular models. It was for the Abbott schools. You had to pick a model. And so that way every school was supposedly aligned. Notice I said supposedly. Our school went with Comer model, and Comer was interesting because it got into the complete development of a child, not just the academia, but the social and moral aspects of a child becoming an adult. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. And it worked very nicely. We also had an administrator who was magnificent in a school that I was in, where she brought in a special program where it was like an incentive, like all the suggestions of in terms of where the school was going to be run was sent to the parents. And it was a contract. It was in the form of contract. This is how we do things in our school. And there are rewards for children. And they didn't say the word punishment. No. There are consequences. The reason why this principal brought this in is because there were problems in the district whereas some children just were really unruly. Some schools were able to cope with it, some weren't. And she made a determination that it had to be, could not be subjective. Couldn't be done one day and abandoned the next. That it had to be clearly spelled out, the kind of things that were expected. And you had to have these like set up in your room so that when the kids came in, they saw it and the parents were aware of it. They were simple things, nothing really heavy duty. Things like, you know, to speak respectfully,
mm-hmm.
To stay in your seat unless, you know, things that were like very common sense. Very common sense. Follow directions the first time given, because that can apply all the way through.
Right.
Anyway, there was a major change. Things were working out beautifully in that school because the rewards were presented and they were visually there and the parents were aware and the consequences were there. And they were there were age appropriate.
Okay.
That is what made a major difference in that particular school. It was adopted in other schools, but certain principals didn't follow through. And you could see the difference. Again, it can't be subjective. If someone is bullying someone, it goes automatically to the severe clause. And we've seen over the years, I mean, we've all been bullied, but it got to the point with social media,
mm-hmm.
as beautiful as it is, it can be really destructive.
Yes.
I saw it within the schools, things that were done that were horrific, destroy kids until anti-bullying laws came along. Because as the rhetoric and the actions got increasingly worse, you know, people look the other way, oh, it's just normal. But they got increasingly worse, particularly with social media out there, because now it's just not only one or two people that were aware of it in the classroom, the whole world is aware of it. And it resulted in a lot of trauma and suicides,
yeah.
and depression. Mm-hmm. So eventually, when things get bad enough, we do see there are consequences or rules are enforced. And we see as simply as a schoolroom situation going to a district situation. You can see it everywhere. Our related situation within a union. And this has, again, there's no politics involved. Just a union. It's a person who was a union president
mm-hmm.
for years. People can make assumptions that the job is theirs forever.
Right.
Or abuse it. And it's up to the people that are there, the representatives, whatever, the other executive board, to call account to these things.
Yes.
Whether it be as an executive board, and the executives say, well, you know, it's come to my attention, da 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 da, and either admonish the person or, you know, bring it to their attention that these kind of things are not acceptable. It is always best to do it in the beginning, which is why I had such praise for that one administrator that set up those simple rules. You know, the first time it's done, you know, if it's done repeatedly, it's a stronger consequence. You know, a warning is always given first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the consequences get stronger by the persistence in doing these kind of actions or horrific rhetoric. Well, this particular person surrounded herself with people that she had done favors for. All of a sudden, people get particular jobs. Doesn't mean they deserve the job, no. But, you know, they get elected, and most people are not that involved with elections, whether it be local or, you know, they see the name. They don't do the research. They see the name, or it's time for a change, and they put a person in. All right, now a president had an entire executive board behind her. So whatever was done was done. And if you brought it up at rep council now, people started getting jobs as literacy coaches that were indebted to her. So now you have a following. And
right.
the following, it ended up that, and this went on for a few years, the following, it ended up that these people would fight for her no matter what because they owed her. They had a job, cushy job, because of her. This person ended up being paid by the Board of Ed at one point. This has gone back many, many years,
mm-hmm.
which is a conflict of interest. All of a sudden, the next contract came around. 5 years longevity went down the tubes. And the people that she promoted or this or that made sure that that contract was passed by mistruths, by doing things not by a vote, a voice vote, excuse me. And then you do things like put the two largest schools in the center so you drown out the other people. So there comes the code of ethics, the code of conduct that we talk about so much in the public sector.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true even in the private sector in terms of someone is stealing, and you'll say, well, they don't get paid that much, you know, so what, they do a little of this or that. So eventually there is a new law that's there because the theft is so out of control.
Right.
Even in terms of a supermarket, if somebody's working at a supermarket and they're ripping the place off, you know, this is obviously you can't do it now because they have inventory control and this and that. And why do you think that came about? Why do you think time cards came about? It's by abuses, actions that just got on, steamrolled, got bigger and bigger, and then everyone has to suffer for it. So where am I going with this? Where am I going with this is that it's not about party politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about subjectivity, objectivity. It is about the code of conduct and the ethics and what you allow to happen.
Right.
On a small scale, that becomes a major fiasco and gets so difficult to stop and has to result in severe action. Severe action. And it's quite unfortunate. It's much easier to start in the beginning when things are small. Children know that, that if they're not stopped, they can do it over and over. Well, it's the same with adults. You can't look the other way. And when there was a primary and someone was on stage spouting out nicknames and divisive language, and that is not appropriate as a public sector person, as a human being, you don't denigrate people to make yourself look better. Now we're seeing... we're seeing social media starting to put the clamps, and some people are upset about it, because negative actions, severe negative actions last week, came about through rhetoric that has been so divisive, and again, by groups that you cannot believe that are behind it. We're talking white supremacy groups. And you start looking into the origins of some of this. Wow. As an official, as a human being, why would you go out there and say, I want what I want. If I can't have it, we have to find a way to do it. That is very self-serving behavior. I don't care who does it. A child, an adult, a private sector, public sector person, doesn't matter. You have to look at the very root of the situation, and that's where we find ourselves now.
That's very true. Our norms have eroded, and things that many people would not have tolerated before, they seem to be tolerating now. And as
right.
you said, things, and then as they become more permissible, our norms erode, and we don't bat an eye after a while, you know, things that would have outraged us before.
Most definitely. And when you have people who have done actions and rhetoric to promote, to allow a person to do this because it promotes their strength in a party, it's self-serving. That is not being a true public servant. That is not being a true public servant. You are not there for people. You are there for your own self-interest. And we shall see where this goes. And that's what people have to come down and look at. You know, it isn't. And the frightening thing is there are always going to be people that want what they want at any cost. And we see that with some of these groups that want what they want, that would violate just basic law and human decency by going into a building and doing those things. Are all the people like this that believe in this one particular individual? No. But is enough radicalization that allowed this and that's promoting it that some of these people are being used and don't see it?
Some of the people thought they were doing something good, something for everybody.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
That's the scary part. That again, the theme throughout today's episode is again, words are important and checking things out. What is the quality of the information that you're getting and you're basing your decisions on? A lot of people believe a lot of things. I can't believe some of the things that people tell me. And when I research them, you know, I can see where they got the information from and why the information that they're reacting to is not accurate. But they don't see it. They trust
right.
that information. They trust that source. And you know, they get outraged, and sometimes the outrage leads to action. And you're right, some people manipulate that.
Most definitely. And then we talked about inference. You're not telling people to do a particular thing, but you're using certain words and certain rhetoric that are going to evoke those actions in particular people. Some people need very little to set them off. We all know people that react at the drop of a dime at things. You know, the highly emotional, and some people are violent. And there are those that are in any political situation that will be there at those situations just to incite violence and for their own self-serving. Whatever, okay, their own self-serving needs. But what amazes me is when people stop believing what they see and believe what they want to believe because it's such a need for them to believe it. There is such a need for them to be not wrong in their choice. I've had people tell me, well, I voted for a particular person because I want to change, but I'm not so sure that person turned out so right. That person's keeping an open mind.
Right.
I've heard people say, well, I just believe in that because I'm making money in the stock market. Well, at least that person has a greed factor going for them and is thinking of themselves and not everybody else, you know, how it's affected so many other people. And then you have those that, oh, I believe in this and I will believe it to the point where I will lie about it. Yeah, that was Antifa there. Those weren't right-wing extremists. Meanwhile, the names are being printed out left and right. You know, how can you just out and out lie? If you want to lie to yourself, fine, but they're putting it out there as a mistruth because there are others that have that same need to believe what they want to believe as right. And how could this be? No, it can't be. Anything is possible and usually is. And I think of children who see these things, you know, as and I had all of them from little all the way up because I taught art for many years. And it was a very, very nice situation since they can come and they can be themselves and they could develop their artistic skills and they could talk. And it would be a type of thing that say, well, why is nothing being done when this person is hurting everybody in the room? Why, you know, why this, why that? And I'd say, well, you have a parent and you need to go home and talk to your parent about this because it's amazing how things can be said from one vantage point and no one hears, but that when they come from another person's perspective who is a voter or cares about their kid and doesn't want their kid to be victimized, then it's a different story.
It is a different story. I'll share, unfortunately, we don't have too much more time, but I want to share a story with you. When I worked at Elmhurst Hospital once upon a time, and I designed some pre-vocational programs. And then I was hired back a few years later to kind of fix them up because they weren't producing the results that they were producing when I originally designed them. So I was interviewed. Staff to find out like what they did differently, and there was one person who continuously kept justifying what they were doing, and even though it wasn't working, they said that this is the right way to do it. So I asked them, how did they know that that's the right way to do it? They said that it says so in the manual, and I said, can I see the manual? And they brought the manual and said, they showed me where it said so in the manual. And I pointed out to the author of the manual, I wrote that manual. But I wrote that manual for a totally different set of circumstances. It was a totally different population, and it wasn't the same program. So using the manual wasn't a wise thing, to do. And, this was a new situation. We needed new guidelines. And that's what the manual was. It was guidelines for handling a particular set of situations. But circumstances changed. But it taught me a very important thing. It taught me that a lot of people, they'll read something, they'll believe it, or somebody will tell them something and they'll believe it, or they grew up with a particular thing being told and they'll believe it, and they don't question. And it goes back to what you said a little bit before. You know, some people will make a choice and they'll find that it's not the right choice and they'll change their mind. Some people will make a choice. They don't care if it benefits anybody else, but it benefits them. Okay, at least they understand why they made their choice and how it benefits them. But that's the thing. These are thinking people. And you might not agree with them, but they've thought, you know, about it, and they're making the wise decision they can make. But a lot of people, as you pointed out, just accept what they're told and believe what they want to believe, and that causes a lot of problems.
Oh, most definitely, and most definitely. And to end this on a very positive note, I will put forth Stacey Abrams, magnificent woman, better woman than I. When she ran for governor, she was running against Kemp in Georgia. Kemp should have automatically given up his position as Secretary of State, because Secretary of State oversees elections. Here was someone who was running in an election and was handling the voting records. He won the governorship, not Stacey Abrams. Why? 155,000 names were just written off the voting records, voting books. People's districts were changed. They were changed and they weren't told. Polling stations were closed where people went in certain areas. It was definite, deliberate attempt. Well, not attempt, actions. Mm-hmm. To prevent people from voting so he would win. It should have been thrown out. His win should have been thrown out, but it wasn't. It was upheld. And here comes some of the problems, again, because people are not voting. The people in that state were not voting because using code of conduct, code of ethics, doing things according to the Constitution. They wanted that particular person to win, and that person broke the rules. You cannot be the head of an election committee if you were running for a spot.
Right.
That is even on a small local little government. Rather than go berserk and, you know, have a riot or this or that, Stacey Abrams took it upon herself to register voters in the state of Georgia. This election in the Senate was because Stacey put people together and got volunteers and did a grassroots movement to make people aware of what was going on and how they needed to vote, and it was their only way of getting their voices heard. Therefore, we now have two people that changed the Senate that
yes.
will give President-elect Biden a chance to put some things in motion, to reverse things that were done strictly out of greed for fossil fuel, climate change, every single head, Betsy DeVos, all of these different heads who have been the heads of cabinets and high positions that were doing things for all the wrong reasons, just as that union president that I knew that put people in to do her bidding, personal bidding for big business or this or that, personal bidding for greed. It has to be seen for what it is. So kudos to Stacey.
Yes,
the power of the vote.
World and the world is changing before us. Thank you, Astrid. It was a pleasure and enlightening speaking with you. I will talk to you very soon. I need to call you about the new show, which I will do tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening, a healthy and happy year, and my love to your family.
And same here to yours. And our listeners as well.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who joined us at home. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. For the few seconds we have left, we're going to listen to If You Can Dream by Virginia Ackley. Mm-hmm.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky, but only if you can dream. If love is true and love